Dr. Pinsky dictating email to me on December 31 regarding Joseph Ransdell, R-A-N-S-D-E-L-L. Joseph Ransdell is a 17-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4-6-22. But he was accompanied to the evaluation by his mother, who helped him complete his intake paperwork and observe the examination. But according to the information obtained from the examining in this fashion, on 4-6-22, he was trying to close the store because his manager asked him to. Appeared his right hand then got closed in the automatic sliding door. Pretty felt pain and bleeding, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty states he did have therapy and used a cream from CVS for treatment. Period. His hand was swollen and hard to move, and he could not feel it for months. Period. New paragraph. Per the records supplied, a claim petition was filed. Indicated on 4-6-22, the petitioner's right hand was injured by automatic doors that closed without warning. But he claimed permanent injuries not only to the hand, but also radiating up to the neck. Period. Treatment records show that on for 7-22, he underwent x-rays of the right hand that showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. He was also seen on 4-14-22 when a note was issued placing him on activity restrictions. This was authored by a physician assistant named Julia Smith. New paragraph. On 6-1-22, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Garberman. Period. He performed an exam and diagnosed status post-crush injury with dorsal cutaneous sensory neuropraxia and crush injury of the right hand. Period. He recommended use of lidocaine topical patch. Period. He was cleared for one-handed duty as a cashier. Period. Home exercises were also distributed. Period. He followed up with Dr. Garberman over the next few months, running through 8-24-22. Period. At that time, the patient's symptoms had fully resolved. Period. He had excellent clinical findings and had reached maximum medical improvement. He was discharged from care to full duty effective the following day. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He showed this evaluator a picture of his hand post-injury on his phone. Period. There was no puncture wound or blood seen. Period. Extremities upper. There were a few old heel scars bilaterally. Period. There were none at the site of trauma on the central dorsal right wrist. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had mild tenors, palpation between the right second and third metacarpals, but there was none on the left. Period. Hands were stable. Finkelstein's maneuver on the right elicited tightness, but no pain. Period. It was entirely negative on the left. Period. The rest of that is normal, and cervical is normal. New paragraph with hand dynamometry. He had relatively symmetric magnitude of strength and distribution at the various settings. Period. Impressions on 4-6-22. Joseph Randall's right hand was caught between a pair of automatic sliding doors. Period. He had x-rays done the following day that were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. He was seen at Riverside Urgent Care and was placed on activity modifications. Period. He came under the hand specialist care of Dr. Garman on 6-1-22. Period. Conservative treatment was rendered over the next several weeks. Period. As of 8-24-22, the petitioner was entirely asymptomatic and was cleared for full duty. Period. New paragraph. Nevertheless, he currently offers a host of subjective complaints. Period. He has been able to return to his regular position at the insured. Period. His current hobbies also include exercising twice per week at the gym. Period. New paragraph. His current examination of the right hand was not impressive. Period. He had symmetric strength by manual muscle testing and gym on hand dynamometry. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is also 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck. Period. And